Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Happy New Year, Grand Central listeners. Happy New Year. Yep, this year, New Year's Day falls on a Wednesday. So I am indeed wishing you not just a great year ahead, but a great day one. Not only does today mark the new year, but for me, it hallmarks that our little Grand Central radio show has been on the air weekly for 2 whole months already. Like, it's a little yay for me as we start the new year. The folks here at Joy Radio in Oakville, it's in southern Ontario in Canada, have been so kind to me, including my show producer, Mike, sitting across from me, making all the technical radio magic happen. Thank you, Mike. And Happy New Year to you, too. If you are a new listener, welcome. A little recap to start the new year, then I want to jump into a real New Year's conversation with you, one that I think you will find compelling. But first, quickly, just by way of quick recap, if you've been catching a few of the shows on Wednesday afternoons on the radio, I hope there's been some encouragement for you or something interesting or fun in the mix, and I hope we can provide lots of good stuff over the year ahead. As I and my guests stay true to Grand Central's 3 main goals. 1, to inspire, with encouragement as a big part of that. 2, to honor, to remind you of how priceless your life story is and how important your journey is in the life of your grandchildren and your whole family. I've already heard from a number of listeners about how the 5 shows leading up to Christmas with award-winning singer-songwriter Steve Bell as my in-studio guest were so inspiring and honoring. Wow, I love that. And thirdly, to resource. Maybe help guide you to insights and ideas that help you a bit on your grandparenting journey. I'm keen to remind you that Grand Central is not an initiative of a seniors group or a grandparenting association, but that of Youth Unlimited, specialists in youth culture and youth ministry for over 80 years. In fact, the largest youth-serving ministry in Canada that, yes, views grandparents as more vital than ever. And hey, starting next week, in fact, my good friend Paul Robertson will be guesting for several shows in a row. Yes, Paul is a grandparent, and also he is Youth Unlimited's youth culture specialist. His insight and presence in storytelling will be an awesome example of my and our desire to help be a resource for grandparents. And again, I'm happy to remind you that you can find all of the shows that have already aired at grand-central.ca. All right, enough of the little recap on those things. Okay, grandparents, it is New Year's, so do I dare ask, did you make any New Year's resolutions? This is where I leave a little pause, even though it's radio, for you to speak out loud to your radio. Or do you feel, at this age and stage in your life, that you are thinking, I know better than to do that? I'm so back and forth on the whole New Year's resolution thing. I've had a few go really well in my lifetime. I've had a few that did not make it through the day, nevertheless to the end of the year. I'm guessing many of you listening feel the same way. Nowadays, I know lots of people, rather than make a New Year's resolution, what they like to do is choose a word or a phrase that they are somehow committing to for the year ahead. I find that the Christian community, at least the one around me, seems to like this practice, especially in Christian leadership circles, it seems. I hear words like attentiveness and brave and forthright in some of these faith leadership orbits, and I find that interesting. Then, too, I see posts from friends and acquaintances that choose softer words like forgiving and thankful and gracious, or sometimes more pragmatic words like health or well-read, or sometimes word combos like be still or fear not. Personally, I also tried this for New Year's or two, only to find me changing my chosen word to something I felt was better the very next day, then something else the next day after that, until I was like, I think I blew this exercise big time in week one. But I do think it can be a good thing, no matter who you are. Despite it not being my thing. Perhaps even a practice best served by grandparents, very specifically in context to their grandparenting journey. Resolutions, personal focus words. If you were to go down that road, what would you choose? Maybe a resolution like, I will write and mail a letter to my grandchild every first Monday of the month. Something like that. And hey, never underestimate the power of a handwritten letter, especially these days. Or, I will learn one new thing about youth culture each month of the year, just so I can be a bit more in the know when I talk to my grandson or granddaughter, and likely surprise the heck out of them when you say something like, you know that new Taylor Swift song? Or even just for fun, if you take a moment right now to consider the choose a word thing for a year, think about it. Thinking specifically about your role as a loving grandparent, what word first comes to mind? Maybe something like non-judgmental, a word that can be fixed in your antenna when talking to your grandchild about choices that you don't understand. Or maybe as likely when talking to your grandchild's parents about parenting decisions they are making. I'm guessing that one made a few listeners flinch. Hear me clearly. I'm not talking about foregoing shared wisdom, but I do mean maybe about the tone of your voice or choosing thoughtful moments to express things gently if need be. Maybe a word like fun. This year, I'm going to be known as fun. My grandkids and their parents are going to see the fun side of me. I'm going to be focused on laughter and joy, bringing that into my grandparenting. Imagine that. It's interesting how many people attach resolutions, focus words, and best intentions to the new year at any age in life, but especially interesting for those who do it in their wiser elder years. Let me toss out a word today that I think is a complex word to put at the center of your life and or your grandparenting. A great word to consider, but sometimes just a bit complex, a word to at least ponder today here on New Year's Day. The word is confidence. Let me read a very brief but very funny little story example of someone with great confidence. Here it is. A kindergarten teacher was observing her classroom of children while they were drawing. She would occasionally walk around to see each child's work. As she got to one little girl who was working diligently, she asked what she was drawing. The little girl replied, I'm drawing God. The teacher paused and said, but no one knows what God looks like. Without missing a beat or looking up from her drawing, the little girl replied, they will in a minute. Imagine that kind of confidence. Just a really cute and fun story, but maybe beyond the humor, causes you to recall younger years or eras when you felt more confident than you do now. So let's look at what Psalms has to say about confidence. You know, Psalm 131 is considered a psalm of confidence. Here's what it says. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and evermore. That's beautiful. It's a funny thing that when we consider the word confidence, when it's offered up, that many of us start to think of self-assurance, pride, or maybe even arrogance. What a shame. Yet this psalm is suggesting the extreme opposite, great humility and a calm and a gentleness as tender as that between a mother and a baby. For listeners who identify as Christians, perhaps New Year's is the best time to commit to a confidence like this that has been lacking or missing or been a bit tainted by ego or spectacle in your life. For listeners who are on a faith journey near or very far from Christianity, maybe these are the words you needed to hear today. Having been deterred by people of faith that are aggressive, overly proud, and insensitive. And for grandparents specifically, maybe pondering the word confidence in light of these thoughts and this scripture will help to remind you that you sharing the best of yourself with lovely humility and every best and loving intention is a wondrous gift to never shy away from, to not be embarrassed, to not feel too small or too old or too frail or too out of the loop in your family or in culture at large. Rather, to be confident that your goodness matters, that your earnest prayers are priceless, that your kind heart is a light. To be confident that God still wants your life to be abundant and confident that He can use you in a very special way. As an elder, as a friend, as a neighbor, as a parent, and absolutely, oh, absolutely as a grandparent. Happy New Year to you. Thank you for starting the new year by sharing a bit of your precious time with me. Truly, I do not take that for granted. Now, if you have been listening weekly, perhaps you're starting to memorize the Grand Central Benediction. Whether you are hearing it for the first time or having now heard it many times, my hope and prayer is that you simply find a few words of blessing in it. And so I offer it to you now as we close off our time today. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed and Happy New Year.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.